Blog Talk Radio.
Touch me now.
Oh, Father, bring a healing power.
He's giving you the victory. Victory. Victory.
Today, just to praise you. I came here today just to lift your name on high. Lord, I came here today just to say how much I love you. I love you just because you are. Here today, just to thank you. I came here today, just to express my gratitude. Oh Lord, I came here today, to let you know I really love you. I love you, just because you are.
I'm born of His Spirit. I'm washed in His blood.
This is my story. This is my song. Praising my
but I really want to give a gift.
to you. I've been wanting to know that I love you so much. I want to give to you. There's so much I've been wanting to say, but words cannot convey all that I feel inside. Now my heart's an open book. Come close and take a look. I wanna give to you. Oh Lord,
I give you praise.
This is the gift I choose.
This is my gift.
You've been better to me than I've been to myself.
angels encamp around about me. Thank you, Jesus. Every time I get sick, you're my doctor on my sick bed. Hey, thank you, Lord. You watch over my children and you keep them. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We acknowledge the presence of the Holy Ghost. His presence, we cannot pray. We acknowledge you, Holy Spirit. We love you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Ghost. We worship you, Spirit of the living God. Fall fresh on us, Spirit of the living God. Fall fresh on us. Welcome, my brothers and sisters, to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. We bless God and thank God for each and every one that's here that will listen at another time. We say thank God for you. And thank God for his loving kindness. We thank God for his tender mercies. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil, for thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory. Forever in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Set the table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we thank you and we bless your name. We praise you. We give you glory. We magnify your name, O God. Your name is above every name. Your name is above every name in the heavens and in the earth. We magnify you. We glorify you, O God. We pray, we pay reference to you, O God. You are God. From the beginning and to the end, there's no known from eternity to eternity. You are God. So we bless the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. We surrender this service to you. We surrender our lives to you. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. Oh, we bless your name. Oh, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. We adore you. We worship you, O God. We pray this morning these prayer points, O God. May the earth never swallow us up or our ministry or destiny in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we pray that the earth work, help us and work in our favor in the name of Jesus. For us and you, and increase to us by all means in the name of Jesus. Make us to walk in the high places of the earth, eating of the increase of the fields in Jesus' name. Grant us the strength to suck honey out of the rock and oil out of the flinty rock in the name of Jesus. We command our blessings tied to the earth to be released in Jesus' mighty name. O earth, reckon us to be prosperous in our lives and ministry in the name of Jesus. Let our heavens be opened up this day continually in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind every prince of Persia and we rebuke every hindrance in the spirit realm, preventing our heavens from opening in Jesus' name. By reason of open heavens, grant us divine visions. Let your word come forth expressly and unhindered on a daily basis. Let your good hand rest upon us in the name of Jesus. Under open heavens, to move in our life in an unprecedented dimension in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Huria Masanderiaku, release a torrential overflow of your rains upon our lives and ministry today in the name of Jesus. Under open heavens, grant us open revelations and let varieties of assorted blessings begin to come our way from now on. In the name of Jesus, rend the heavens, come down, visit us, O God. Let our mountains melt as wax in our lives. Do incredible things that we didn't even ask for. Let our heavens remain continually open in all seasons. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray. Amen and amen. Oh, Father God, we bless your name. We take authority over this day in the name of Jesus. Father God, we declare it is a new day in the name of Jesus. Every element of our day shall cooperate with purpose and destiny in the name of Jesus. The day is the dawning of a new day. Our season of frustration and failure is over. We walk in a season of success and prosperity in the name of Jesus Christ. All things have passed away. All things have become new. Today, we press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Anything or anyone assigned to undermine, frustrate, hinder, or hurt us, we command to be moved out of our sphere of influence in Jesus' name. We command our day to fully cooperate with your plan and purpose for it. We greet today and with great anticipation of the good things you have prepared for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We declare that a new day is dawning for our ministries, for our families, for our job, for our businesses, for our finances, for our relationships, and for our health in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We download success, prosperity, health, wealth, vision, direction, ingenuity, creativity, spirituality, holiness, righteousness, peace, and resourcefulness from the Spirit of Almighty God into our day. We have a fresh excitement. We have a fresh mind. We have a fresh zeal. We have a fresh anointing that is uncontaminated and uncompromised. By this anointing, every yoke is broken off our lives and is destroyed. Every burden is lifted. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. All-powerful God, place your anointing upon us, O God. The anointing that is on our lives repels every individual with a diabolical assignment. Let the anointing flow uncontaminated and unhindered upon our lives. The anointing that is on our life for this season, mission and mandate and purpose, attract only those with divinely ordained assignment. Place the following anointing upon us. Solomon anointing for resource management, wisdom, wealth, success, and prosperity. Isaac anointing for investment strategies. Sarah's anointing for financial acumen. Samuel's anointing for sensitivity and obedience to the voice of God. Esther's anointing for divine favor and kingdom strategies. Daniel's anointing for government excellence and integrity. Joshua anointing for political, business, and economic leadership strategies. Joshua's anointing for warfare, prosperity, and success strategies. Abraham's anointing for pioneering new territories, real estate acquisition, and intergenerational covenant blessings. Moses anointing as a trailblazer and leader. Nehemiah anointing as a renovator and restorer. Ezra anointing as an authentic worshiper of the true and living God. Deborah anointing for balance. David's anointing for worship and praise. Paul's anointing for cutting-edge apostolic revelation. Elijah's anointing for prophetic accuracy and insights. Elisha's servanthood, ministerial succession, and a double portion of jurisdictional power and authority. Asherah's anointing for the discernment of correct times and season. Abigail anointing for hospitality and prudence. Anna's anointing for intercession. Christ anointing for prophetic prayer, spiritual warfare, signs, wonders, miracles, and a purpose-driven life. Hosea anointing for technological advancements. Jabez anointing for the territory and intellectual growth. Eve anointing for fruitfulness and dominion. Cause the apostolic and prophetic anointing to converse, explode, and be manifested in our lives with accuracy, authenticity, clarity, and elegance. Father, I pray, cause us to hear your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do we trust. Cause us to know the way in which we should walk. We lift up our soul to you. Teach us to do your will, for you are God. Your spirit is good. Lead us in the land of uprightness in Jesus' name. Synchronize our life with your perfect will and agenda and calendar in the name of Jesus. Superimpose your will over the will of evil spirits and evil men in the name of Jesus. Empower us to serve you in holiness and righteousness in the name of Jesus. Grant us divine kingdom asylum and diplomatic immunity from evil that seeks to imprison and entrap us in the name of Jesus. Since our times are in your hands, deliver us from the hands of our enemies and from those who persecute us in the name of Jesus. Dismantle evil powers working to frustrate our day assignment and activities in the name of Jesus. Thwart the arrows shot towards us by day and cause the terror by night to cease in the name of Jesus. Rescue us from our enemies while we hide ourselves in you. Cause the east winds of judgment to blow into the enemy camp in the name of Jesus. Stop the diabolical cyclones and demonic winds designed to bring shipwreck and disaster to our lives in the name of Jesus. Cause divine and fresh winds of the Holy Spirit to blow. Let the west winds of replenishment, the north winds of abundance, the south winds of restoration and supernatural supply blow profusely in our lives. As Zion holy angels as our divine escorts and supernatural security, let them marshal the boundaries and borders of our sphere of influence, spheres of influence. Let them dismantle and destroy satanic strongholds and dispossess satanic quarters in the name of Jesus. Close the gates of death. Seal up the doors of affliction and torment in the name of Jesus. Open divine gates of access to new doors of opportunity, windows of divine inspiration, insight and revelation, paths of righteousness, avenues of success and prosperity, multiple streams of income and positive cash flow, highways to places of divine assignment and prosperity, and channels for transition and deliverance in the name of Jesus. Teach us your way so that we may know how to conduct our affairs in the most discerning, expeditious, and fiscally wise manner. Open our eyes to cutting-edge technologies, methodologies, tactics, and strategies that can aid us in doing your will. Father, allow only those with divine assignments to be drawn to us. Let your Holy Spirit and his wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, the fear of the Lord, and prophetic insight be upon us today in the name of Jesus. Grant us the ability to hear clearly as you give us insight, witty ideas, and creative invention in the name of Jesus. Open our ears. Let your word inspire us to righteousness in the name of Jesus. Open our ears to the symphonic movements of the Spirit with clear, crisp transmission in the name of Jesus. Cause our spiritual eyes to function with 20/20 vision for the correct insight, understanding, and interpretation of the choreographic movements of God in the name of Jesus. Let not our eyes be seduced by the spirit of covetousness or by our mind, or our mind by the pride of life. Make our feet as hinds' feet over all our troubles. Lead us along the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Holy Spirit, give us new ways of living and better strategies. Upgrade us with kingdom technology and kingdom mythology. We receive the supernatural disciples to implement them today in Jesus' name. Father, place the anointing of a warrior upon us. Every domain and system that you have from the enemy, release the law of dispossession. Every satanic or demonic squatter that is on our land, property, or territory, we command to go in the name of Jesus. We are more than a conqueror. Strengthen the hands of protection around our lives. Strengthen the hand of protection around our spouses' lives. Strengthen the hand of protection around our children and our grandchildren's lives, our possessions, our family, our friends and associates, and our ministry in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray all this on our behalf, on behalf of our family members, our children. I pray on behalf of our children in the name of Jesus, grandchildren, on behalf of our spouses, on behalf of my husband, on behalf of the members of I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries, on behalf of all those that are here this morning that are listening, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done in us as it is in heaven. Father God, you use all your divine skills to put us together. We are fearfully and wonderfully made in your image and likeness. We remind principalities, powers, and familiar spirits that they have no right to touch our lives in any way. For we are in covenant with God and hidden in the secret place of the Most High. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us into all truth. Order our steps according to your word and your original plan and purpose for our lives. Release our name into the atmosphere and declare we have a good reputation. There are no negative stigmas attached to us. We are capital of empowerment. Our name is associated with greatness, ethical dealings, peace, self-control, luxury, prayer, kingdom undertakings, integrity, honesty, long-suffering, generosity, generosity, extravagance, spiritual warfare, nobility, humility, gentleness, fairness, by anointing, righteousness, grace, meekness, vision, intelligence, kingdom, wisdom, success, holiness, love, faith, prosperity, morality, joy, goodness, wealth, wisdom, knowledge, release our name and all that is assigned to us and associated with us into the atmosphere. Allow prayer warriors to pick us up in the realm of the spirit and pray, reinforcing the hedge of our hedge of protection. Let them stand in the prophetic and intercessor gap for us and all that is assigned to us and associated with us. In Jesus' name, we reinforce that we are children of God. You can say it with me. I am a child of God. If you hear, please say it. I am a child of God. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. I am a beloved of God. I am joint heir with Jesus. I'm accepted in the beloved. I am complete in him. I am crucified with Christ. I am born of, I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm alive with Christ. I'm free from condemnation. I'm reconciled to God. I am justified by faith. I am the salt of the earth. I am the bride of Christ. I am a saint. I am the elect of God. I am established by grace. I hope you're saying it. I am established by grace. I am set free. I am a disciple of Christ. I am a steward of great wealth. I am visionary. I am the head and not the tail. I am first and not last. I am strong in the Lord. I am saved by grace, forgiven of all my sins. Please repeat this. I'm a part of the royal priesthood. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I am seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I am a member of a chosen generation. I am an ambassador for Christ, the light of the world. I am a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. I'm a fellow citizen with the saints and household of God. I'm qualified to share in Jesus' inheritance. I am significant. I am a significant contributing member of the body of Christ. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. I am seated with the Holy Spirit of promise. I'm drawn near to God by the blood of Jesus Christ. I am purposely built and uniquely designed for success. I am firmly rooted, built up, and established in the faith. I am abounding in the spirit of thanksgiving. I am victorious through Christ Jesus. I am God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus. I am hidden in the secret place of the Most High. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. I'm transformed by the renewing of my mind. I'm above and not beneath. I'm delivered from the power of darkness. I am more than a conqueror. I am spiritually circumcised. I am a partaker of his divine nature. Please repeat after me. I'm called of God and the apple of my Father's eye. I am fathered from above. I am filled with the Holy Ghost. I am protected by holy angels. I am an overcomer. I am unable to be touched by evil. I am complete in Christ. I am offensively equipped with the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I am empowered to successfully engage in spiritual warfare and achieve victory. I'm the righteousness of God. I am an heir according to the promise. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I've been changed into his image. I'm translated into the kingdom of God. I'm defensively clad with the armor of God. I'm God's representative in the earth realm. I am chosen of God, holy and blameless before him in love. I am forgiven of all my sins and redeemed through the blood of Christ. I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I'm overtaken with blessings. I'm blessed in the city. Hallelujah. Blessed in the field. Blessed as an entrepreneur. Blessed with victory. Blessed in daily provision. Blessed in daily activities. Blessed socially. Blessed financially. Blessed economically. Blessed corporately. Blessed commercially. Blessed relationally. Blessed interpersonally. Blessed behaviorally. Blessed physiologically. Blessed emotionally. Blessed spiritually. Blessed psychologically. Blessed muscularly. Blessed hormonally. Blessed nutritionally. Blessed culturally. Blessed globally. Blessed educationally. Blessed technologically. Blessed to achieve national prominence. Blessed to achieve fruitfulness in all areas. Almighty God, bless the works of our hands and provide work opportunities, advancements, raises and bonuses, wisdom and knowledge, understanding and strategies, benefits and promotions, overtime, customer and clients, vision and dreams, writing abilities, bestsellers and classics, theological insights, sales and commission, favorable settlements, estates and inheritance, interest and dividends, multiple streams of income, profits and bonuses, rebates and returns, checks in the mail, wealth transfer, royalty, real estate, favor with creditors, increased income, bills paid, debt cancer, synergistic relationships, divine help, divine networks, quantum progress, new ways of living, new ways to work, strategic positioning, unexpected gifts, wonderful surprises, automobiles, debt-free living, self-sustaining cash flow, money management skills, time management skills, mind management skills, leadership skills, negotiation skills, crisis management skills, change management skills, resource management skills, trailblazing skills, resource management skills, innovative goods and world-class services, multi-million dollar ideas, invention and strategies, unexpected financial blessings, secret riches and hidden treasures, supernatural increase and supply, accelerated growth and development, mutual beneficial and synergistic relationship, condominiums and contract, effective communication skills, a kingdom millennial mindset. I'm an underwriter of kingdom initiatives, enterprise activities and programs. Lord, according to your word, I declare, may integrity and honesty protect us, for we put our trust in thee. Lord, remind us how brief our time on earth will be. Remind us that our days are numbered, how fleeting our life is. Our thoughts are governed only by things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly things, things to praise and not things to curse. Work hard, we will be a leader. We will not be lazy and end up as slaves. By the stripes we are healed, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed from every physical, emotional wound and illness. We are loose from every infirmity. You are wounded for our transgressions. You are bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement of our peace and well-being for us was upon you, and with the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. We are made whole in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We don't have to worry about anything. Oh, Father God, we pray whatever you say, whatever we need, we should take it to God in prayer. We speak peace to all anxiety, depression. We command bind their power to be broken from touching our lives in the name of Jesus. We experience the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that his peace will guide our mind as we, our heart and minds as we live in Christ Jesus. We come forward and draw near with true, honest, and sincere heart in unqualified assurance and absolute conviction engendered by faith, by that learning of the entire person, that leaning on the entire human personality on you in absolute trust and confidence in your power, Lord, in your wisdom, in your goodness, having our hearts sprinkled and purified from a guilty, evil conscience and our body cleansed with the pure water. We seek divine healing to our bodies. The arteries of our heart, brain, major organs are now washed free of plagues and cholesterol. We are free from the risk of stroke, hardening of the arteries, blindness, hypertension, and heart attack. We speak supernatural victory over infections and declare healing over all forms of disease in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, we shall show to be in wrong. This peace, righteousness, security, triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, those in whom the isle, the servant of the Lord, is reproduced. This is the righteousness or the vindication which we obtain from you. This is that which you impart to us as justification. We declare victory over all disorders and speak healing to all forms of sicknesses. The law of the Spirit of life, which is Christ Jesus, the law of new being, has freed us from the law of sin and death. We superimpose the law of Christ of life, Christ Jesus, over the law of sin and death, and declare that we are healed of sickness and disease. I will not die. Instead, you need to repeat after me. I will not die. Instead, I will live to tell what the Lord has done. I will not die. I will live to tell what the Lord has done. Our spouses, our children, our grandchildren will not die. They will live to tell what the Lord has done. We prosper in every way. Our body keeps well, even as you know, our soul keeps well and prosper. We rely solely upon you, Lord. We declare that above all things, we are prosperous and healthy. And therefore, we speak divine healing over our entire body. The Lord will perfect that which concerns us. Your mercy and your loving kindness, O Lord, endure forever. Forsake not the work of your own hands. We are free to fulfill God's original purpose for our lives. You have given us authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm us. You have given us dominion and power over the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us. We therefore speak divine deliverance from every addiction and inappropriate activity. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that our spirit is clad with the armor of the Lord and the armor of life, that your kingdom is our priority, and your assignment is our pleasure. Let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That your kingdom is our priority and your assignment is our pleasure. Let your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We function and conduct our life affairs according to your original plan and purpose for our lives. We walk in your divine timing. You are the one and true God who makes everything work together for good, through your most excellent harmonies. Cause our will to work in perfect harmony with yours. Evil shall not come near our dwelling, since we dwell in the secret place of the Most High and dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. We cause demonic, destiny, altering activities to cease. We take hold of the ends of the earth and shake evil out of its place. We break evil and inappropriate thought patterns in our mind. We speak peace into our lives, relationship, ministry, workplace, and business. Everything that is misaligned, we command to come into divine alignment. We have the mind of Christ and therefore seek things above and not beneath. We are sent to new realms of power and authority and access new dimension of divine revelation. We'll not backslide or look back into old ways or methodologies or old strategies unless directed by you to do so. We wear the helmet of salvation to protect our minds from negative thoughts that would derail your purposes and plans for us. Truth protects our integrity. Righteousness protects our reputation. The gospel of peace guides our every step. The shield of faith secures our future destiny. And the sword of the Spirit grants us dominion and authority. We decree and declare a prophetic upgrading of our thought life. We cancel the effect of negative self-defeating thought processes and patterns and put them under our feet. We possess a kingdom paradigm. Grant us new ways of thinking, new ways of working, new ways of living, new cycles of victory, success, and prosperity. Will replace old cycles of failure, poverty, and death in our lives. We now have a fresh, new, fresh, cutting-edge kingdom mentality. At your word, as a kingdom trailblazer, we pioneer new territory. Everything that pertains to our life and godliness, everything prepared for us before the foundation of the world must be released in its correct time and season. We command everything to be released in Jesus' name. We declare that there will be no substitute, no holdups, no setbacks, no delays. Since your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, we shall neither stumble nor fall. We are excited. Our spirit is ignited. We walk in favor with God and man. We are a success-oriented individual. Everything we touch turns into prophetic gold. We are successful business owners and entrepreneurs who provide good jobs for others. Today and every day of our lives, we are blessed. There is no lack. All our needs are met. We are out of debt. We shall have more than enough to give over and above all our needs. Our financial doors are open. Our financial channel, all financial channels are free. Endless bounty comes to us. Sufficient is your provision for today. We are healed and spiritual. Sickness and disease are far from us. We have buying power on our dollar. We live in prosperity. We confess that we only progress. We experience no setbacks and live a life filled with success. We'll persist until we succeed. We walk in dominion and authority. Our life is characterized by liberty. There's no slackness in our hand. Where we stand, God gives us the land. The blessings of the Lord makes us rich. We are daily loaded with benefits. We are living our most blessed and best days now. We are crowned with God's love and mercies. With all good things, he satisfies us. Our home is a haven of peace. We do our work as unto the Lord with diligence and in the spirit of excellence. Our home, business, departments, and ministries function smoothly and efficiently. The Lord gives us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding as how to work more effectively, professionally, and accurately. The Lord gives us all the right people to work with and for us. Together we work as unto the Lord. Relationships that will come to us that are assigned to enhance our life and ministry for this season. We call for every individual and resource assigned to assist us in the fulfillment of our kingdom assignment during this season. In the name of Jesus, we have attracted one of the things, thoughts, and resources suitable to undergird and facilitate God's original plan and purpose for our lives. We are favored by all who know us, meet us, work with us, and have any kind of formal, informal relationship with us. We'll work with you, Jesus Christ, as our partner. We work according to your daily agenda and perform for an audience of one, the Lord Jesus Christ. Our work is our worship. You are teaching us how to improve our productivity to work smarter and more efficiently. We always function with an outstanding attitude and produce superior work. You empower us to make positive and significant deposits in other people's lives. We seek divine opportunities and education to help others succeed. We maximize our potential and move boldly toward our destiny. We are purpose-driven, kingdom principles, success-oriented individuals. We refuse to be distracted by insignificant things and people. Let favor, well wishes, ambassadorial courtesy, and kindness and support be extended to us by all who are assigned to us, meet us and know us and interact with us. We do not procrastinate. We act now without hesitation, anxiety, or fear. We excel in all things, at all times, of all people, under every circumstance. We will judge nothing and no one prematurely. We celebrate your creativity in a diversity of ethnicity, nationalities, and humanity. We are fruitful. We have power to gain wealth. Wherever we go, systems, institutions, cultures, environments, legislations, codes, ordinances, regulations, and policies adjust to accommodate our divine purpose. We are adaptable and flexible and make needed adjustments. We are in the perfect place for you to bless us. Our relationships are fruitful and mutually beneficial. We are celebrated and loved by all who come into contact with us. Everything about us is changing for the best. We are healthy and physically fit. Sickness and disease are far from us. Our mind is fortitude and resolute. Our emotions are sound and stable. Our faith is steadfast and unswerving. The seal of the Lord fills our soul and spirit. Let there be no demonic encroachment. Let there be no satanic squatters in the name of Jesus. Get off our property. Get off our territory. Get out of our spheres of influence. Get out of our family. Get out of our relationships. Get out of our finances. Get out of our marriages. Get out of our children's lives. Get out of our minds. Get out of our bodies. We command mountains to be removed and be cast into the sea. We are gaining new territories, new emotional territories, new intellectual territory, new business territory, new spiritual territory, new ministerial territory, and new financial territory. Father, we wait to see a finished product. We look forward to the day that we will be transformed into the image of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. Our heart's deepest desire is to be like Jesus. We seal this declaration in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or imagine, according to the power that works in us, to him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, and to sustain our body, soul, and spirit, to the Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, we have prayed as we commanded our morning, commanded our day. We seal this prayer with the blood of the Word of God and the Holy Spirit. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.